Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to ITM Shorts, home of the official Red Sox podcast, Inside the Monster, with Joey Capone and myself, Steve Peraltz. This time, the short is sliding the DMs. Joey, how you doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Oh, good, but oh, how much I hate that so
it's
much.
It's good. It's actually pretty good when you kind of just isolate it. It's actually pretty good.
It's awesome. We're going to jump right into them, Joey.
I was going to say, we should just jump
right into these DMs. First one comes in from Alex.
Ooh, what up?
Favorite Red Sox Yankees moment besides 2004?
Man. Yeah. I mean, besides the entire year?
We're going to say entire year because he said 2004. Want me to go first here?
Yeah, because I got to look up the year on something.
For the sake of this question, I'm not just going to say like when they eliminated them from the playoffs in 2021. I'm not just going to say like when they eliminated them from the playoffs in 2018. I'm not going to say that. I am going to say, am I about to really say this?
Say it.
I think it's the Joe Kelly, Tyler Austin game. I really think it is, just because of that was like, it was a signature moment for that season, and it's hard to quantify how much that can get a team going, even though they were already buzzing. They weren't necessarily, I don't think, on a 108 win pace. I think they started winning more games after that, but that could be a complete lie. But yeah, I think that was a signature moment, and that rivalry, quote unquote rivalry, had needed a jolt. And that was the jolt they got. And the fact that Brock was involved in it, too. Obviously, we love Brock here. So I'm going to go with the Joe Kelly plunking that scrub Tyler Austin and the whole brawl.
I don't know why I took a while to think of it. But I'm going to do the 21 wild card game because I was there. You know, that made it, that rises at a couple of levels for me. Definitely the loudest crowd I've ever been a part of. Probably my favorite sporting event I've ever been to live. Specifically the moment Garrett came off the mound. I mean, the crowd erupted. I was hugging strangers, kissing babies. So
it was an all-time moment. I'm not picking that one just because I wanted to go for a regular season one. But if it's postseason, then I think it's got to be the wild card game. That atmosphere was wild. And like you said, Joey, it was fun seeing that. That clown,
yeah,
Garrett Cole, whiny Garrett Cole,
yeah,
getting destroyed, going off the mound. Comes in from Tom.
Hello, Tom.
He goes, "This is fun." That's it. That's the DM.
I agree, Tom.
Totally next DM. Agree. Totally agree. This comes in from Mike.
Hello, Mike.
He goes, "Thoughts on Jurassic World Dominion, Mike? I saw the movie. And as one would expect, this is no spoiler, because at the end of the previous Jurassic World movie, they show that the dinosaurs get loose, and now they're out.
Oh, my God. Really?
Relax.
They're out.
And now they're out in the world. And so that element of it is interesting. If you watch Jurassic Park movies like myself, just loving seeing dinosaurs on the screen in a theater, mm-hmm. then you'll like the movie. If you really dive into like what actually goes down and, you know, some of the acting and some of the plot twists or lack thereof, then maybe it's not for you. But if you just want to go to a movie theater and see some dinosaurs do some crazy stuff and potentially see the last Jurassic Park movie. Now, I don't want to bring myself to really say that. No,
that's,
I know.
It's just not true.
I know, Joey. But at the bare minimum, it's the last one for a while. And it's likely the last with Chris Pratt. Man, maybe not. The more I say it out loud, it doesn't sound like that.
Is that a heartbreaker too, though, to have?
Not really. No. If anything, my favorite part about this movie was the throwbacks to the original characters in Jurassic Park that were in this movie. Three of the prominent characters. So, all I'll say is that Jeff Goldblum won the movie. I think he was the MVP, and they had some real. They had one moment, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
That was a flashback to the original 1993 Jurassic Park movie. And I was like, please do it, please do it, please do it. And then they did it. And I was so excited. And I kind of geeked out on that. But did you see the new dinosaur movie?
No, but I do have a question for you about it.
Yeah.
Aren't you a little bummed that they took a movie that was important to your childhood and that was good for the 90s? Very good. It was a good action movie. And now that they're just making terrible remake reboots, cash grab flashbacks.
Aren't I don't you think they're terrible. Like,
it feels like doesn't it feel like they're just being made quick for a quick buck of like, oh, we'll just pump this out. I don't know. You guys like Jurassic Park. We'll name it that. And here you go. We got the IP. So now we can just throw this at you. I feel like if my favorite movie was like Titanic, right? Yeah. That's a terrible example. You can't make an awful example. Titanic. I don't know. Let's say
Titanic 2, run it back.
Yeah. I don't even know. My favorite movie was The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
another weird example.
Right now, it's also a terrible example. That's a terrible example again. But
I know what you're saying, Joey. I know what you're saying.
Oh, aren't you a little bit like, oh, like just leave it alone?
No, because I love seeing dinosaurs in the theater.
But wouldn't you rather watch the better one? Just go to like a screening of Jurassic Park.
I have.
In a theater.
I have. One of my friends invited me to, this was years ago, this is probably 6 years ago in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Their company had they rented out a whole theater and you could like invite your friends to go watch Jurassic Park at this like really nice theater. And the candy was free and all that. It's funny when a free item can make an event so much more fun, even when that item's like $4.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
The other night at Fenway, I still buy the food there, even though I got the credential. I should just be doing media dining, but I don't want to like
free food in the press box. Yeah,
I know. I don't want to. I just don't. You bump into somebody and you got to have a convo, and I'm just trying to eat. I'm not trying to talk. And so sometimes I'll still get a burger or a dog or whatever, a slice of pizza, you know, on the concourse, whatever, at Fenway. Mm-hmm. And I was walking out and saw this was after like batting practice, just kind of hanging out. There's always that time we have to kill between getting BP shots and the game. And it's that awkward time of like 5:20 when the game doesn't really start for like an hour and a half, close to 2 hours. And the gates hadn't opened yet. It was another like 10 minutes. And so the lady had at one of those, like, you know, concession said this, there was just a pizza and there were like four slices left. And you could tell that they were just kind of giving them to people that worked there. And she said, like, the register doesn't work, so these slices are on the Red Sox. She just said they're on the Sox. And I'm like, you completely just made that call yourself, but I do respect it.
Yeah.
And it made it fun. I went out, sat in the bleachers, had a couple of free slices of pizza, and it made them way more enjoyable. So
no, you're totally right. So what you're saying is this ticket to this movie was free, or
ticket was free and the candy was free. It was paid for by the company. So it's a
double
nice
free.
You get to see Jurassic Park in theaters with free candy. And something you got to remember, Joey, like obviously I'm older than you, but I'm not old enough to have seen Jurassic Park in theaters. Like it came out in 93 and I was way too young to see it at that point. It would have to be another like 10 years for my mom to let me see anything near PG-13. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the first time I saw it in theaters. It was really cool.
That is cool. I have a pretty cool little experience with Jurassic Park. 2020, near the end of the summer, probably August, maybe early September, the drive-in theater nearby opened back up.
Yeah.
My son was a couple months old at the time. So it was like my mom offered to take him for the night. So it was like my first baby free night in months, first time out since the pandemic started. And I went to the drive-ins and saw Jaws and Jurassic Park for the first time, both of them. I had never seen either of them.
You hadn't seen the movies?
I had not seen either of them. I know.
You hadn't seen them?
I know. Okay. So people always do, especially when you find out I went to film school, everyone's like, you went to film school and you didn't see The Godfather Part 7. Showed
that shock.
I had never seen them. It was just one of those things. Like my dad always said, like, they're good. And I was like, I believe you. I bet they are.
I'll take your word for it, Pop.
I don't know. I did watch them as a kid. So it's like, as an adult, was I just going to go like sit down and watch them? Probably not. The drive-ins playing them both back to back, two birds, one stone. How you doing? I did have to pay for the candy though. And that sucked. That ruined the whole night.
Yeah. You flipped out on them. This isn't free. What the hell? I've been lied to. But
unreal experience though, to see them both for the first time in theaters, one after another. I mean, what a night.
Yeah, that is the drive-in's great. They did that on the Cape. I think it might have been the same movies. It's talk about something about Jaws in a drive-in theater is just so right. Summer night.
I mean, but on the Cape,
candy needs to be free.
The candy needs to be free. Yeah. So, I mean, you can always go steal it from somewhere.
Yeah. Wellfleet drive-in, make the candy free. All right. This comes in from TA.
What up?
Hey, Steve and Joey, it's been a minute, but I'm back and here to keep the good vibes rolling. Question number one, can you rank your top three food or beverage options at Fenway Park?
Ooh.
Not to bring up a sore spot with the honey mustard situation. The honey mustard situation is code red. And this is trouble. And I don't want to overreact, but what the hell's going on? Like, I don't know how we don't have, I'm talking real honey mustard.
Okay. No.
Not the, not like the made out of leaves honey mustard. Like,
I mean, what do you think mustard is?
It's I want plain. Real honey mustard. I don't want this. We got this from the dirt of the Fenway Farms. Like get me the Ken's. Anyway, the point of her question was to not bring up the honey mustard.
Right.
So Joey, I'll go first. Top three food or beverage options at Fenway. Number one, Fenway Frank to me is just an all-timer. It's been a great item to have at Fenway for my whole life. So that's number one. Second, I've always loved having a couple slices of pie at Fenway, and they've gotten better with the pizzas. The pizzas are pretty good. Growing up, it used to be getting the individual Papagino's pizzas.
Yeah.
And now getting a couple of slices of like a large pizza with a souvenir Diet Coke, which I'm gonna keep giving back by buying those souvenir Diet Cokes every single time. They're like, dude, you have free Diet Coke up in the press area. I'm like, no. Third, I got vodka lemonades on a weekend. There you go. What do you got, Joey?
Yeah. I wasn't even thinking alcoholic beverages, so now I'm gonna change my answer because I had my first canned Dark and Stormy. I got out in the right field bleacher bar there. So I'm going to put that at three, and then this is so lame, but I think it's a dog and a sausage.
No, that's not lame at all.
They're interchangeable. I go with the same thing every time I go to Fenway. Now I go with this. This is going to sound like a terrible meal. I go, maybe I need to say this out loud so I can hear myself, so I can change my ways a little bit. I get a hot dog, a donut, a coffee, and a water. That's my go-to every time. And
Joey,
that stinks now that I've said that. That stinks. What am I doing?
The water, good. The other three, not so much.
I mean, the water is a formality. It's just to feel a little bit better about myself.
It's to try to just lighten up your stomach. Like, hey, I know I've treated you terribly. Here's a water. Here you go.
So I don't pass out. It's so that I don't pass out from the sugar crash that's coming.
I can't eat the donuts there because I'm already having a burger or a dog or something. I can't also throw a donut in there. But you don't give a damn. I respect that, Joey.
I don't care. One day I certainly will, but not yet.
Yeah. No, you're 26. You're good. Second question from TA is, are we getting any more current players in the pod anytime soon? We just found out today that we will be getting more current players on the pod soon. We can't tell you who, but that is going to happen. So, TA, be on the lookout. This comes in from these handles are hilarious. This comes in from Z. So we had hey, TA, now we got Z. What's up, Z? Hey, boys, how awesome are Millar and Eck? I know Orsillo and Remy are the GOAT duo, but Millar and Eck are giving me those vibes light. Go Sox. Z, here's the deal. Joey and I feel very similar about Kevin Millar. He's got some work to do. I think he's going to come on this program. We're going to talk about, we are going to be hard graders of Kevin Millar's start in the booth. He is talking nonstop. He brings up showering with his players every single game. And I think he talks over a lot of two strike situations. And Dave is like, you're killing me, Smalls. He would never say that outwardly, but I know he is inwardly. Eckersley is a GOAT. Eckersley to me in the booth is a legend. On the field, a legend. In the booth, a legend. Seeing him in person, you're like, that. If you didn't know anything about Dennis Eckersley, you'd be like, that guy's a somebody. And yeah, so I think there's room for improvement, but that's how we look at it. Joey?
Yeah, so I had this thought the other day, and I'm glad that we're talking about Millar, because I didn't want to just bring him up out of nowhere to say this, because I think it would have felt like a slight. So know that this isn't a harsh criticism. I mean this genuinely. I think he would do really well doing another job. No, I'm just kidding. he would do really well on a broadcast in the South.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like being that he's a Southerner, I feel like Southern folk can assimilate with him a little bit. He feels very, very different personality than most people that I know from here that I know are watching. And I'm sure that kind of plays into why there's a little bit of a disconnect. But yeah, I'm rooting for Millar. Of course, he's having fun in the booth, and you're always going to take that over somebody who's dry and boring and not really adding to the conversation. So I do prefer, it's almost like, you know, if you've ever done theater, any kind of acting, you'd rather have your actor be giving too much and say, hey, let's bring it down, then the opposite and try to, you know, inspire some kind of life and energy. Eckersley, we could talk the rest of the show about.
I mean, he's in terms of the list we sent in of alumni requests, Eckersley is at the top. And I feel like I know him enough. I can just ask him at this point, but he is he's so good, dude.
He's the best. We were walking through the press box, you and I, like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I was walking in front of you. Eck is walking towards us. And you're like, what up, Eck? And as soon as you did it, like after he walked by, I turned to you. I was like, you know Eck like that? You can say what up, Eck? He's still the one guy that I'm like straight up starstruck by. Like, you know, we hang out in the dugout before the games. Like, you know, say what up to whoever. You know, Xander Devers right there taking BP. Hey, how's it going, boys? Dennis Eckersley walks by. I'm like, hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty cool, dude. I don't know what it is. It's he's got some big league swagger about him. So it's like the Hall of Fame energy.
Yes. He definitely has Hall of Fame energy. Well, I mean, you know, he gave me the follow on Twitter. He's retweeted some of my stuff. I'm like, all right, that's enough of an invite to be like, what's up, Eck? But I really gotta tip my cap to Dennis Eckersley, because some guys are Hall of Famers, but you'd never know. You walk by him, you know that guy's in the Hall of Fame.
Like you guy, said, yeah. You know he's someone.
Got, he's a somebody. I'm watching that HBO show Showtime about the Lakers, Magic Johnson Lakers, and Dennis Eckersley could have been on this show. Like in his prime, like he would have fit in perfectly with what's going on this program. This comes in from Owen.
Hey, Owen.
Do we know what the motion the Red Sox batters are doing after they make a hit? They stand up off the base and turn both their wrists towards the bullpen and the dugout. What's up with that? Now, I should have found out by now. I should have asked one of these guys what the deal is. My presumption is that it's a break it open type of thing, right? Is that the
point? Somebody did tell me. I thought you were there.
Was I there? I don't know. What happened?
I could have sworn somebody... I forget how they worded it, but they were kind of like, oh yeah, it's just like a break it up or whatever. They're like,
like break the game open. I don't know. It's something like that.
Yeah. Change things up. Let's shake it up, break it up, whatever.
Yeah. That's what they're saying on second. Hey, change things up. And they do the snap.
Yeah.
Motion.
Cause it was right when they started to turn things around that they started doing it. The new one that I'm more confused by is this one.
It's like some unicorn thing or some horn thing. Yeah.
That one I'm not totally getting. Ref Snyder did that yesterday. And I thought, I'd love to know what that is.
I always have like internal feelings about How many of these do you want to do? I remember Mookie used to have a couple of his, and then the team started doing them, and then they did the Fortnite L on the head, which has created some really funny images of like Xander with the L. If like if you hand a team an L, just hit him with the Xander with the L over his head image. But I feel like you don't want to do too many over the course of a season. I think keeping some similar ones is good. You also got to remember it's 162 games. I think mixing it up, totally fine. But yeah, we'll get to the bottom of the new one, Owen, but the other one's just break it open, I believe. I believe that's what's going on there. So this comes in from Mitch.
What up, Mitch?
Is that a cat?
Yeah, I keep muting myself, dude. I don't know what to do. My cat's trying to...
Wow, that's something.
That's like all night.
I could not have a cat ever.
No, there's no need. Who's this coming from?
This comes from Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
On an average day, what kind of question is this?
Did you not screen these? Are we doing this?
No, I normally do. I normally do. I think this one might have slipped through the cracks. On an average day, how many pigeons could you reasonably carry?
Carry?
I don't know what that means. Wouldn't they just fly away?
Throughout the course of the day, like how many could you keep on your person at all? Okay, well, I got a couple of questions. Do I have access to a bag or multiple bags? Maybe a duffel bag and a shopping cart? Because then
questions
the number
don't
goes
get
up.
Answered in DMs.
No.
Our questions. We got to answer the questions. We're not asking them.
Because, I mean, the thing is, do you have to keep these pigeons living too? Is that part of it? I'm going to assume that's part of it.
Joey, no questions.
30,000.
There we go. All right, this comes in from woodworking. I think that DM was bizarre. There's no way to answer it. Pigeons? What are we talking about? Carrying pigeons?
Questions. Get back in the DMs and specify your question. I'd love to answer.
Also, what is it again? Mitch, you can have Mitch. A better question than that. Have a better question.
Good
than
question,
that.
Mitch. I like the question.
Question stinks. All right, this comes in from woodworking.
Hello, woodworking.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the pod. I really enjoy it. I liked Cora's beard. Do you guys think it's too much of a risk for him to let it grow again? I mean, the socks have been great since he shaved it. I think he's whatever Cora wants to do with it, he's fine. It was, I believe in like changing the mojo. And then if things get better, then you did your job. I don't think you need to keep changing mojo. Like things are going well. Don't mess with anything. And by the way, about the Red Sox tattoos, I don't know what this is in reference to, what just the ones the guys have.
I think we talked about people having Red Sox tattoos. I wanted a Red Sox tattoo. Yeah.
Obviously, the best tattoo is a tattoo of Wally. That's not a terrible idea. If you're going to get a Red Sox tattoo and you get Wally the Green Monster, that's actually kind of badass.
He's just very cute and cuddly. I don't know if I want like a stuffed animal on me.
I don't hate what woodworking is saying here. Thanks and hello from the Netherlands.
Oh,
and he says his name is Tom, T-H-O-M.
Oh, hey, Tom. I knew some Dutch, I'd say hello in Dutch. The tattoo I do want to get is just that generic left fielder from our album artwork. Cover art? What do you call that?
It's from the album we put out.
Right, yeah.
Cover art.
Yeah,
show cover art.
Yeah, from the show art. I don't know, I'll put it on my calf.
This
maybe
comes
not
in
Wally.
From Alex.
Hello, Alex.
I don't care how good some of our pitchers are this year. Keep them as far away from the All-Star game as possible. I'm fully convinced that Kevin Cash leaving Barnes in to die in last year's game is what ruined him, and I don't want to see it happen again. Oh, Alex, you silly human. I don't know if you're a male or a female, but you're a silly one. I can guarantee you that. That is not true. You know when you read something, you're just like, no.
I don't think I watched the All-Star game.
He pitched. He threw like 25 pitches. It was he got out of a bases loaded jam. He pitched an inning, Alex. It's not like Barnes was in there for three innings and Kevin Cash was ruining his arm.
I'm willing to jump on. I'm willing to find any excuse to blame somebody else for Matt Barnes's shortcomings.
It hasn't worked for Barnes. He is what it is. It's not like there's some deep hidden reason why it just hasn't worked out.
Might be.
Yeah, Alex, I just got to disagree with you. I mean, see, we're honest in the DMs, you know, in these shorts. It's not like we're going to be like, everything's a great DM. I don't agree with Alex, all right?
You don't have to.
This comes in from JBJ Defender.
What up?
When is it safe to say that Ref Snyder is going to be in the Red Sox Hall of Fame right now?
Yeah, I mean, It'd be pretty upsetting. You know, the guy hits 407 and he doesn't get in, but Ted Williams hits a measly 406 and he does.
Yeah.
I think people would be rioting in the streets if he doesn't get in.
I would fully agree. Last question comes in from John.
Hey, John.
He goes, did you like the new Buzz Lightyear movie? And what is your favorite Pixar character?
You just picked out DMs and asked about movies you saw and I haven't.
What?
You just picked out DMs, two DMs now, that are about movies that you've seen that I haven't.
How was I supposed to? You said you were going to see Buzz Lightyear, Joey.
Yeah, I might have said that. It sounds like
me. Come on. These movies have been out long enough for you to have seen them.
No, for like a week.
Jurassic Park's been out for a couple.
Sure.
One or two. Millsy. I would say the movie's good. If you think it's going to be about the toy Buzz Lightyear, you're wrong. It's about the movie that Andy was watching in the movie Toy Story. And I'm kind of a Dumbo, so I didn't really like do much research. I saw, Buzz Lightyear, I love that. Let me go see that. But it's a good movie. I did find it funny. I had tweeted about the cat from Buzz Lightyear and just saying the cat's a great character. It's a very funny character. I think it's one of the better Pixar characters of all time. And Alex Cora replied, Socks, with 3 exclamation points, to which I totally forgot for a brief second that the cat's name is Socks. And I was not tweeting that because the cat's name is Socks, but I didn't know, Joey, and I found out afterwards that the cat's name is SOX Socks, not like a pair of socks. I could have sworn that cat's name was S-O-C-K-S, but it's actually S-O-X, which I would have made a Socks. Way bigger deal about that if that was the case. It's a Pixar character I love, and his name's Socks, as in like Red Sox Socks. Are you kidding me? Like, that would have been a way bigger deal. So shout out to Alex Cora for bringing it to light, making it the deal it should have been.
That's got to be like a fan thing, right? Like the writer had to be either a White Sox or Red Sox fan, right?
You'd have to think. Yeah. One would have to think, yeah.
Which means they should probably be sued, right?
No, we're not going down this path, which means we got to get them. Like, yeah. No, this is shout out to whoever, and I presume it's the Red Sox, just because we're homers. Shout out to whoever named that Pixar cat after the Boston Sox.
Presumably. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't think I'm going to.
But Joey, and I didn't even answer this question either. What is your favorite Pixar character? Mine's Buzz Lightyear. Who you got for favorite Pixar character?
Probably Mike Wazowski. That's Mike has some underrated lines. I've watched Monsters, Inc. Oh, geez, I don't know. I've probably watched Monsters, Inc. 20 times in the last month and a half.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It's all Sebastian
wants to watch. In the last 40, 45 days? Wow.
Yeah, like every other day, Seb wants to watch it. Sometimes twice a day, yeah. And like there's a TV show on Disney Plus. There's like Monsters at Work, it's called. And there's Monsters University, but he doesn't like those. So he's like, Mike? And I know he wants to watch Monsters. We watch Monsters. I think Billy Crystal in that is like legitimately laugh out loud funny. And Sully is an honorable mention. So,
yeah.
All-star lineup over there in that Monsters, Inc. movie. Check out Monsters Incorporated if you haven't by now.
Brought to you by Pixar Studios.
Steve is talking about all these new movies. But 2003 classic, Monsters, Inc., out now, available on video and DVD.
And VHS. Mm-hmm. Check it out. So that'll do it for this batch of DMs. As always, send them into our Twitter, our Instagram. And yeah, those were really good. I like those ones a lot. We got some more left over too. So those, if you didn't get your question in here, don't worry. I'm sure it'll be asked again soon. But yeah, that'll do it for DMs. Next time you'll hear from Joey and I is after this Guardians Red Sox series in beautiful Cleveland, Ohio. But until then, for Joey Capone, I am Steve Perrault. Go Sox, kid.